from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today's lesson, the first from the 20th century lectionary, the second from the traditional pericopic system, each read in part, and both belonging to the octave of Geminis today, the second Sunday in Lent, can be understood as descriptions of two kinds of competitors. Competitors are usually considered to be one of two kinds. First, those who contend in rivalry, striving to attain instead of another. And second, those who contend emulously, striving to equal another. The Roman passage speaks of those who justify themselves by judging others, contending in rivalry. The First Thessalonians passage speaks of those who judge themselves because they are justified, contending emulously. People find it possible in their own eyes to justify themselves by judging others only because they misunderstand God and misjudge themselves. They think that God, in requiring holiness of men, expects them to rise to an acceptable level of excellence in external behavior. Actually, God demands that men be and continuously remain, without exception, at that level of perfection described in His law as perfection in thought and feeling, word and deed. They think that they demonstrate their excellence by pointing at and condemning someone observably worse than themselves. Actually, by dealing in comparison, they are only concerning the fact that they too are bad, and even though their more besetting sins may be different from those of another, they are no better than another. They completely miss the fact that God is dealing kindly, forbearingly, patiently with them, not because of the supposed comparative goodness which they see in themselves, but because of His surpassing goodness in wanting to lead them to terrors of conscience over their self-condemning sins, and that faith in Jesus Christ by whose redemption sins are forgiven, and the sinner is established in unit of life beginning on earth but reaching perpetual perfection in heaven. Mistakenly, they contend in rivalry. People who comfortably judge themselves because they are justified find that possible only because by the fierce enlightenment through word and sacrament, they understand God and understand themselves. They know that they have fallen hopelessly short of the glory of God and their sorrow for their offenses against Him, with a sorrow for which they can find no consolation and provide no comfort to themselves. But by the Spirit's gift of faith, they believe the consolation which God has provided in His Son, Jesus Christ, who has been put to death for our trespasses and raised again for our justification. They know that they are the children of God now. And yet, they at the same time know that the full meaning of their being the children of God, the full glory of that relationship, will be revealed when God takes them to be with Him in heaven forever. Meanwhile, they live by the faith that they were buried with Christ by baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, they too might walk in newness of life. Their love for God gives them the surging desire to please Him according to the instructions He has given them. But their sinful flesh still leads them into contradictions of that desire. Therefore, they continually return to their Savior and His pure promises of forgiveness. But But they also judge themselves, so that with the knowledge and the strength that God provides, they can work more and more at living as they are and pleasing God. They compete by contending emulously, trying to equal their Lord by being as holy as He is. We need constantly to reckon with the fact that each of us in his own person is both kinds of competitor. According to the old and human as we continually, we trying to justify ourselves by judging others. And so fail both God and each other. According to the new man in Christ, which we have become, we willingly judge ourselves because we are justified, with the result that we can work by the grace of God more and more to glorify Him and to benefit one another. We are in its purpose as the children of God to pass ourselves in the practice of wrong competition as a necessary part of practicing right competition. Always comforted by our Lord's assurance of forgiveness and encouraged by our Lord's assurance of strength and support. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds, we can see it into life everlasting.